Hello and welcome back to my podcast. In this episode, I will tell you guys about the star clusters, their types, and will also tell you about some of the very famous clusters, like the Pleiades. So let's get into it. Before we start, you guys need to know the process behind the formation of a star. Stars are formed in a large cloud of gas and dust called nebula. Gravity begins to form the clumps of the gas and dust, pulling more and more material into it until it gets massive enough to collapse onto their own gravity. Until then, they are protostars, and when these collapses, they form a star, which is producing light. The leftover from the star formation becomes planets, asteroids, and comets, just like what happened when our solar system was born. Stars are born in groups in a nebula, and when all the protostars collapses under their own gravity, they become stars and become what is called by astronomers as star clusters. Star clusters are a group of stars holding together by their mutual gravity. There are hundreds of them in our galaxy. When talking about their types, then the answer is three. Three main types: open, globular, and embedded clusters. Open clusters are a group of a few to a few thousand stars born from the same cloud of gas and dust. If you are an astrophotographer, then they are a perfect target for you because you can see every star within the cluster using your telescope and sometimes with unaided eyes. The Pleiades is the best example of open star cluster. You can see them looking like a small Ursa Major constellation in the sky. To be honest, at first I literally had no idea what I was looking at until I realized that I was looking at the Pleiades all the time. Pleiades are also known as the Seven Sisters cluster because there are seven stars in it. In fact, there are more than seven, around 1,000 stars, but these seven are the brightest ones, which appears from the Earth. Another interesting thing about these open star clusters is that they will not be forever like this. With the passage of time, they will get dispersed in the space because of their gravitational disruptions in the space. Our sun, the star, which is a source of light and energy, was once part of such a cluster, and was also separated from other stars because of such gravitational disruptions. Open clusters are a young group of stars and are found in the spiral arms of the spiral galaxies. There are more than 1,000 of them in the Milky Way galaxy alone. Moving on to the globular clusters, they are more massive, older than the open clusters. Globular clusters are a group of thousands to millions of stars gravitationally bound by each other. Unlike the open star clusters, they are not easy to photograph because the stars are so densely packed that you cannot distinguish them from each other, not even using the ground-based telescopes. Powerful telescopes like Hubble and James Webb are good at doing this job though. According to NASA, they are home to some of the oldest stars in the universe. As old stars tend to appear red, these globular clusters are also appear to glow red. There are around 150 globular clusters in the Milky Way, while the neighbor galaxy Andromeda has over 400 of these. They are much good at holding them together. They don't decay with the time, and so their strong gravitational attraction keeps all the stars together. The best example of a globular cluster is Messier 13, or M13, located in the constellation Hercules, about 25,000 light years from the Earth. Sometimes this cluster is also known as the Great Globular Cluster, or NGC 6205. The stars in the cluster are about 12 to 13 billion years old, almost as the same age as our universe. Now, we are on our last type of star cluster. It was pretty interesting so far. Now that you know about the two star clusters I told you before, a stereotype is pretty easier to understand, as the word embed in itself gives a lot of hint, as if the stars in these types of clusters are embedded in something. Embedded clusters are a group of stars which are born inside a nebula. It's like early stage of star clusters in a nebula. While some stars have already born, as some are still in the process of formation, the stars are that have already born are still in the nebula. Once the star formation in the nebula ends, the embedded star clusters become open clusters. The best example of such a cluster is Trapezium cluster, located in the Orion Nebula. It's about 1600 light years from the Earth, and it's also known as the Orion Trapezium cluster because of its trapezium-like arrangement of stars and due to its location. This cluster was discovered by the Italian astronomer Galileo Galilei. The cluster is very young, about 300,000 years old, comparison to the 13 billion years of the age of our universe. It's a pretty small amount of time. So that's all from me for this week. I'll see you next week with another episode from me.